This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
What we're talking about today. On our Facebook page, we put up a picture that appeared in the office window of Professor Wendy Lee on the campus of Bloomsburg University. I edited it before I put it up because it did contain profanity. One person who took exception to this picture is a Marine Corps veteran who completed three combat tours of duty in Iraq and now attends Bloomsburg University. This is John Fromilia on WILK. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. We appreciate it.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk a little bit about this situation. I understand it started in October of last year, correct?
Yes. I can't actually specifically say the specific date as far as when she first posted this, but that's approximately correct. And the Donald Trump signs were added at a later date as well, as far as, you know, her Trump sign.
Okay, so she has an upside-down flag in her window, which is the connotation of distress, and she has a sign that says, "The biggest blank hole in the world is Donald Trump's racist soul," which is kind of an awkward sign because I don't really know what it means. But when you saw these signs, John, what struck you about them, and what made you take to Facebook to write about them?
Well, first off, my problem with these signs isn't the sole fact that she's espousing a liberal ideology. If it was a conservative professor that had put signs up similar to this, but ensuring a conservative message, I would be just as upset as well. My problem is that in an academic setting, I feel that a professor's personal political views should be kept to themselves. It's one thing to teach about political political ideologies, different political platforms, but it's another thing for that professor to specifically put her views out there on these students, and that's my issue and my take with this.
Okay, are other students like-minded with you, John? Have you heard from other people since you made your feelings known through Facebook, which obviously circulates literally around the world very quickly?
Yes, and absolutely I have. I have spoken to several students, more than I can count, that were upset about this as well. Or I don't want to say upset, that's the wrong word to use, but that were worried as far as seeing these type of things that go on. Some of these students, you know, they don't want to step up and publicly make a statement, which I completely understand, because if these students do that, a lot of times they are ostracized, a lot of times they are outed, and they are condemned, which, as you can see on my public profile as well, some of the comments that are on there, which that's okay. So I understand why some of these students won't stand up. But me, on the other hand, I guess I'm a little bit different, and I have no problem taking a stance to create awareness to say that, hey, I feel that the hypocrisy of this situation and the double standard is completely wrong.
Have you taken this issue up with Bloomsburg University?
You know what? Honestly, no, I haven't. This has all kind of happened so quick. It was just 2 days ago that I threw the Facebook post up. And I kind of just, if I'm being honest with you, I just kind of thought, hey, I'm going to throw it up. Maybe it'll get a couple likes among my friends. Just kind of wanted to create awareness, you know, to my friends about what's going on. And then I went to bed and I woke up the next day and it's gone, you know, as far as what it is right now. So, no, I haven't officially been able to talk to Bloomsburg University or, you know, any of their officials.
How does this go in your mind, John, though, to the concept of free speech?
So, absolutely, Wendy Lee, okay, or any professor at Bloomsburg University has a right to free speech. Anybody does. I'm well aware of that. That's one of the things that I fought for, and I shed my blood twice for my country over three combat tours. Everybody has their right to free speech. However, what concerns me is Bloomsburg University, yes, this is a university that takes private donations, but they are also subsidized by state funding. This is a state university. So when professors, liberal or conservative, express their ideologies like this on a state university, when a flag, a United States flag, is flown upside down in a signal of distress, which clearly this does not meet the criteria for that. The lady's not on a sinking ship. She's not somewhere where a post is being overrun. Her life is not in imminent danger from anybody killing her within the next several minutes. So she doesn't meet the criteria, but when these things are espoused on a state funded facility, absolutely it concerns me. I believe that kind of goes above and beyond the First Amendment rights.
Okay. Since you've become, I guess they're called adult learners, John, on the campus of some of these universities.
Yes.
And I actually teach at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, so I have had students like yourself in my class, and I appreciate you being there. Do you feel a different sense of what you can say on a college campus because of your life experience than maybe some of the other students feel?
Absolutely. In my post, and like I said, right now there's over thousands of comments on my post, so it's impossible for me to individually go on and see each one of these posts. But I've caught a few of the comments that people are saying here that they're upset with the terminology that I used in my post. And in my post, I specifically do state and reference children or kids. Now, when I say children and kids, I don't mean it as in their three-year-olds, that these are little kids incapable of forming their own opinions and ideas. If you look up the definition of children, it is somebody's child. Or if you look up the definition of kid, it is somebody that is younger. And the majority of the population that attend these campuses are younger kids, 18 to the lower to mid-20s range, you know. Now, some of these kids, or some of these students, I should say, it's harder for them to stand up and take a voice. And I don't mean that as far as in a negative or derogatory manner. Once again, that these kids can't think for themselves or form their own thoughts and opinions. But they're worried as far as their academic careers being sabotaged. They're worried as far as, you know, their peers, you know, peer pressure within society. Whereas me, at 33 years old, I've had other experiences in life where, to me, I'm not so much as concerned as what other people think of me. I'm not so much as concerned about somebody trying to sabotage my academic career. I mean, when I was 18 years old, instead of going to college, I was in a desert with a gun in my hand in Iraq, you know, fighting terrorists. So my life experience is a little bit different from some of these students. And for me, not that I'm saying these students are willing to overlook this or not take a stance, but for me, something like this, I don't care if it would tank my career. I don't care what happens to me academically, but I'm not going to just sit back and not say anything because it isn't right for the students who don't have a voice and don't speak up.
John, she has shared your post. This would be Wendy Lynn Lee, and she says this is a coordinated effort to commit character assassination, make direct threats, and commit libel.
Yes. Yes. And once again, I mean, I guess that, well, if we're talking about free speech, that is her right to do so. The comments that I have made, okay, as far as in reference to how she has handled certain students, you know, for either wearing Trump signs, Trump memorabilia, for how she has handled certain students once she does identify them as conservative ideologies, these came from students who have told me this themselves. These came from students who have posted in social media, but unfortunately, they're not garnering as much of awareness on their platform. So as far as her saying this, that's her right to do so, but is entirely untrue. One of the other things that I seen that she said about me, that I was now a white nationalist sexist who is racist. And that couldn't be the farthest thing from the truth. I have no affiliations with...
Oh, here we go.
There we go. I knew it. I knew this would happen, and so did John. John, that was foreshadowing, because when we talked off air, I told you that might happen, right?
Yes, absolutely you did. You did make me aware of that.
Okay, so just finish up the thought about you being portrayed in a certain way.
Yes. What I was saying, by no means am I affiliated with white nationalism. Matter of fact, it couldn't be farther from the truth. Some of the best Americans, men that I served with, men that I call brothers, were blacks and Hispanics, men that I watched personally and were there with them as they laid down their lives for this country. So I am not affiliated with white nationalism. When I look at a man, I don't see him for his color. I see him as a man or a woman as far as who they are and what they represent. Nobody has been in contact with me. Nobody paid me. Nobody instructed me to, hey, post this about Wendy Lee in order to take her down. Anything that I post and my Facebook post that is now garnishing all this attention are all my own thoughts, my own ideas that come from me and not anybody else.
Excellent, John. Thank you very much for stating your opinion on talk radio. I appreciate it. And thank you once again for your service to our country.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.